Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place.
All right. So whatever entity is here, can you let us know what your name is?
It's interesting because she said, but she said it Hecate. I said Hecate. She said Hecate. I am a goddess of truth.
Oh.
A being of power. Oh, and pure healing light, she said.
Goddess of truth, power, and pure healing light. Are those what you would consider your like powers or abilities, or is that something different?
I have many things of which I can offer. Many fruits. My capacity is unlimited.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate you coming today and connecting with us. Can you actually tell us like where specifically you came from? Like where are your origins, your roots?
She's asking, do you mean earthwise? Or I'm just going to say what she said. Do you mean the bounty that is earth? Or what do you mean?
Where are you rooted? Are you rooted from earth? Are you rooted from another energy source, galaxy?
She said she is useful here, for many have called her name frequently as of late, but she occupies other lands as well. She is an unlimited being. And again, she wants to say she is a spokesperson of truth.
Oh, so does that mean you're by other lands, you mean other earths, or not earths, wrong word, but other worlds, other galaxies?
Many other places. Some like this one, the quality changes from time to time. That's interesting.
What do you mean quality?
The quality of the planet.
Okay, I think I understand that.
I am recording, right? I am recording?
I believe so.
Okay, I'm just, I know, I'm like, okay, it's recording. Thank God, because I was going to freak out for a second. Like, Okay, we're good.
Okay, that's super useful. So do you serve these other beings on those planets in the same purpose or the same way that you do here, or do you serve each land differently?
I serve them equally, and it is an honor to help those who are desperately in need and who serve my cause.
What is your cause?
And those who challenge the way of being, she said.
Ooh, I like that. What is your cause?
I help others to see the truth in themselves and to be an empowered mind, to be an individual, and to aspire for themselves better things, a better life, and not to be afraid of what is within them and this lesser world.
Ooh, the lesser world as in the 3D world, or lesser world as in?
This dimension, she said.
Cool. Okay.
It's limited. It's limited in its capacity.
That's very true. Very true. Okay, I have a question. So you are known for helping people who are, you know, having like at a crossroads for life, having trouble making a decision. So do you help these people make these decisions, or like of which way to go, or how exactly does that work for you?
First, she said frequently, many people who ask her for help to guide them into the light, to guide them to see the way, they are lost in the darkness and they have yet to perceive what is real. And I help, I think she said break the way or show the way, show them who they really are, so they can see that they can make the change that is needed for themselves and for the cause. But I heard like for themselves.
Okay. And so like how, I guess, so if there's like some people are trying to make the decision, how do you help them to like make those decisions? What do you do? Like, do you help them to like overcome their darknesses? Do you help them to like push them into a direction instead of walking left? You just kind of make them see something right and then walk the right direction, you know?
I help them, she said, I help them to confront themselves first and foremost. What has gotten them here? Frequently, they or the people ask for help and guidance, yet they lack the power to see what's going on within themselves, to see their own inner insight. They are afraid to look deep within for answers. I help them to dig deep, so to say, so that they may see what is real, what has been causing them grief. And where the resolution lies.
Oh, that's awesome.
I bring them the way, she said.
Ooh, so do you recommend any sacred practices to help humans overcome this indecision? Is there anything we can do to any rituals?
She said processing is a skill that has yet to be developed amongst many people. Many people are in avoidance. They have avoidance tendencies. They avoid their pain. They avoid the root of their pain. And therefore, their eyes are blind to what is real, or at least the root cause of their pain, she said. Did that even answer the question? I don't even know what was the question. I'm sorry. I feel like she's talking through me.
That is
Was it
very
like
deep.
what? What was the question?
The
Like, I
question was
didn't.
like, does she recommend? I mean, I kind of asked it twofold, I guess, but does she recommend like any practices or are there any rituals that people can do and was processing?
Yes. That's what I feel it like. I feel it in my heart when she's talking. Like, I
So
really feel her speaking.
like there's we literally we just have to sit there and like take some time for ourselves to just think about the root issues, and that's essentially what we have to do.
And she said, feeling them too. Like, yes, the feelings. She said, processing grief, processing anger that lives within many a man on this plane or in this dimension. They need to feel that. They need to feel what is palpable. They need to feel what is real within them. Feelings build up over time, and they cause man to act with madness. They must feel them, release them, and let them go. If they avoid them, then they will have a tendency to build up, and then it'll cause them grief down the road. If they simmer, she said, don't let things simmer. Release.
Okay. So curious on like historically, I guess, not today's people, but like how did people in the past, how did they worship you or honor you?
Offerings, many, many offerings, many a day, she said. Some would call upon me for help, to help them see the truth. She said, even to help them, with grief, process their grief, to help them really see the way. They would offer me fruits. They would gather around my statue. I see them too. I see them literally sitting around her statue, all holding hands, and it's all women in veils. And they're all like chanting her name, chanting something to invoke her spirit. But they would come for guidance and it would manifest. But they would offer me little fruits, little berries. I just heard that. I think nuts too. I'm not sure, but I feel like it was little berries, little offerings, smoke from incense, herbs, she said. And they would approach me kindly, with love in their hearts, and with a pure mind.
So how can we today in today's modern world, how can we actually connect with you? We, do we need to create an altar or is there other ways we can connect and honor you?
She said, you may offer similar things as women did in the past. She wants to say something about, what is this? Something about She is the gatekeeper of women's truths. She protects women, women who have been silenced. She wants to say that. Come to her if you've been silenced and you need vocal ability, her words. She just wants to say that. Many women have been silenced on your planet, and some of them are afraid to speak. Call upon me for help to find your words, to find the courage to speak up, to express yourselves. And she said also to express yourselves through acts of kindness, for that matters the most here.
Is this why she's known as the Queen of Witches?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. She said, that is a title I have been given. Yet, what matters most to me is, oh, can you hear me, Aaron?
Nope, I heard what matters most is, and then suspense.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. What matters most, she said, I heard her say, like, self-love, self-care. And she, hold on, I had to get it back. Oh, no. She is guardians of, she wants to keep saying this, like, she's a guardian of women, of women's truths, women's empowerment. And she really helps people see the way. I can't remember what I said. Maybe it's captured on here. I hope so.
I didn't hear it really on your end.
I hope it recorded, but she said she really helps women to see the way.
Okay. Faithful women, then, she said. So then right now, you know, a lot of women are, you know, starting to wake up right now, and they are turning to other gods and goddesses for help. So do you respond to every call, or is it only a few that you choose to?
I choose who I would like to help.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you work with only women, or what if there is a man that needs help? Would you be willing to work with the man?
She said, I work with all beings who wish to help, to be of service. Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think there has been a revival of goddess spirituality?
People are looking for help, most desperately at times. They're looking for support. They're looking for guidance, a different type of guidance than what has been. One that is more, she said, one that is lighter, that is more caring, but uplifting and empowering at the same time. Their eyes are open to what has been dominant on the planet, and they seek a better way. Therefore, we have revived ourselves for manhood and womanhood equally, for all creatures to reach out for support, for understanding, and for matters of truth and justice and fairness, she said, and equality, most importantly, amongst all beings. That is why we have been revived, and that is why we are here.
Okay, that's super cool.
She also wanted to say peace. The word peace matters most right now on your planet, because there is a lot of judgment, too much of it. Peace and harmony are what the people need.
Do you see us getting to this state of peace in the next 10, 15, 100 years?
She said it will take a while for man to admit his mistakes, first and foremost, for that is the issue at hand. Man refuses to admit how he has faltered, his mistakes. Yep. He lacks awareness, keen awareness. Once man has the capacity to admit, then more things will happen. Change will occur. But that has to happen first. Man has to be in his right mind first. And he has to love, she said. That is the basis of all things. And that is what will carry you through. It is self-love, no doubt, but the love of your fellow man.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I do have another question that I'm very curious about. So given that, you know, now we kind of have more of the single God energy and all that. So considering how your energy or how people worshiped you in the past versus today, is your energy like more powerful today? Was it more powerful in the past since there is more people that worshiped you? Can you kind of go into that?
In the past, I was more readily available. Many called upon me then. I was in the minds of many. And she's showing me the reason she was in the minds of many is because her statues were prevalent. People came across, I mean, nobody could avoid like her presence. You know what I mean? Like you would see her. There were practices dedicated to her. Many reached for her. Many called upon her. What was your question?
So is the energy is like, if I were to work with her energy now versus, you know, hundreds of years ago, is it even based off that way? Is your energy more powerful to then than it is today?
It is always ready. She said, my energy is always there and it is always prevalent. One must ask for help. You must ask first before it comes. Her power is great, she said, and it is always steady. It does not wane or limber.
Got it. So then I'm also curious on this thought. So is your energy or your power based on belief?
She said, that is a good question. it is not. My energy is there, whether you think me or not, whether you call upon me or not. I am here.
So then what happens if, like, let's say, not necessarily you specifically, but, you know, what if someone stops believing in a God, would, you know, or work with like other types of gods? Does your energy would that would not dissipate then, correct? What would happen with your energy if that were the case?
If she were no longer worshipped, is that what you, that's what she asked? Yeah,
like we did not believe in her. We didn't worship her. Was not a thought in our minds.
She said that I am needed elsewhere. I go to where I am needed. And that is what matters most. It is the necessity that matters. You want to know what she's been showing me? When you start asking about her, and because she said to me, I don't disappear. And she showed me the cross, and she showed me Jesus, and she showed me everything. She was explaining to me that because of all of that, it seems like she disappeared. Like man tried to make her disappear.
Yep.
And she showed me the whole thing. I've been watching this whole thing, but she wanted to reassure me, like, no, she doesn't. Her energy will never disappear, regardless if the humans are aware of her or not.
That actually makes sense, you know. Chemistry, I guess, or science wise. Okay, so then would you like, let's say that were to happen, would you perhaps kind of come into a different form? Would you show us your energy or come in and assist in a different way that maybe people with these new gods or whatever beliefs they're looking into, so that way you can help? Or would you stay in your current form?
Okay, I'm confused on the question. What's the question?
like you know how they say, I can't remember which one it is, but they say like there's gods that like travel through different religions, and it's the same God, because like the God of the sun might be a, you know, Apollo in one, but I think it's, what is it, Horus? I'm not sure on the other ones really too much on the God image, but like, you know, different cultures have different, you know, gods of the sun, for example. You know, is that the same God essentially, or are they totally different gods for different cultures?
She said the energy could be similar. It doesn't mean that they are the same being, but there is some connection there based on the belief.
Okay, so then she wouldn't shift her energy to come into like a different, to help in a different way, essentially. Like she wouldn't come in a different form. Like now we know her as Hecate, but if nobody believed in her, she wouldn't come as some other god, you know, or goddess energy in the future under a different name to help. is what I guess what I'm getting at.
She just says that her energy is there regardless of its perceived manifestation, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It isn't a transfer. That's what she said. It's not a transfer into another entity. She is her own being, her own energy. It has a signature, she said.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
And she said the signature is divine. I don't know. I'm just telling you what she said, but she said the signature is divine. It's like she's almost showing it to me too.
That's awesome. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think is all of the questions that we had for today. So I appreciate you coming. Thank you so much, Hecate. And we look forward to further communications.